תזכו לשנים רבות, נעימות וטובות. רבי אלי ג'י מנסו from the Edmund J. Safra Synagogue here. proudly joining the Vayihan project, participating with Baruch Hashem, many, many Rabbanim that have decided to come together, united like we did at Har Sinai, in order to deliver a special shiurim, lichbod Hag HaShavuot, and this special year, Tafshin Peh, the year of the pandemic. Bereshutchem, ubereshut Kahal Kadosh, I would like to now begin our derasha for Shavuot in a very unassuming place, a place where you wouldn't think we would begin to talk about Hag HaShavuot. And that is Parashat Vayera. Let's go back to Parashat Vayera. We all know the story. That's the episode where the three angels came to visit Avraham Avinu. That was after he had the Brit Milah. It was on the third day of the circumcision. And the Torah says he was sitting Petah HaOhel, Kechom HaYom, at the heat of the day. Vayisa enav vayar v'hine shelosha anashim nisavim alav. Three men that were standing over him. Rashi right away comes along and says that these three men were three angels. Why does Avraham need to be visited by three angels? Ehad lebaser et Sarah. One was to tell Sarah that she's going to have a baby. Lebaser et Sarah, to give Sarah the good news. Ve'had lehafuch et Sedom. One came to Avraham, and his purpose was to ultimately turn over Sedom, to destroy Sedom. Ve'had lerapot et Avraham. And one angel came to cure Avraham Avinu. Rashi's bothered. What do you need three separate angels? Why can't one angel come and just do three activities? I mean, you know, the ladies in the kitchen, they multitask. They can do eight things at one time. So why can't an angel do three things at the same time? So Rashi gives us a klal. She'en malach echad oseh shteh shelichut. And an angel, for whatever reason, every angel has its function, has its purpose, and it can only do one shlichut at a time. So therefore, you need three different malachim. Rashi then continues and says that I'll prove it to you that each angel did a specific job. He's going to prove it to us now. Sheken kol ha-perasha hu maskirim belashom rabim. When the angels come, the Torah always will use plural language. Like it says, vayochlu, vayomeru. Everything is plural because there's three angels. However, when it comes to giving Sarah the news that she's going to have a child, the pasuk says Vayomer. What happened to Vayomeru? Because only one angel told Sarah that she's going to have a child based on the rule that each angel has its purpose and has its function. When it came to the destruction of Sedom, what does the pasuk say? Ki lo uchal la'asot davar lebilti hofchi. Kilo uchal. Uchal is singular. That means one angel went to destroy Sedom. And then Rashi comes along and tells us a chidush that Urefael shiripeh et Abraham halach misham dehatzil et Lot. Now, Rashi over here says that Refael was the one that cured Abraham from his Brit Milah. No problem. He's the doctor, Refael. After he finished with Abraham, it says, he went to Sedom and he actually saved Lot from the Mahpecha. Of course, everybody asks on this Rashi, you just told me a second ago that an angel doesn't have two shelichuyot, does not have two jobs. And in the same sentence, you tell me that Rafael cured Abraham and then he goes to redeem Lot from Sedom. There's two main answers to this question that I will offer today. One is that he doesn't do two jobs at the same time. Finished. Once he did the job of Avraham, he finished that mission. Now he moves on to the next mission. So there was no problem for him to go to save Lot because he's not doing two jobs at the same time simultaneously. That's one answer. Another answer to the question would be, it's the same mission. Rafael's mission is to save people. To save Avraham from sickness and to save Lot from destruction. It's not considered a separate shlichut. Saving is considered one shlichut, hatzalah, and therefore it's not a problem with Raphael. Anyway, that's the way Rashi understands the story over here with the three angels. I think it's very clear. However, we have to remember the Gemara in Baba Metzi'ah. The Gemara in Metzi'ah, Daf Pevav Amud Bet, has a different version of what happened. And it's very, very important to know this version. I'm reading on Pevav Amud Bet on the bottom. The Gemara says, Man ninhu shelosha anashim. These three anashim, who are they? So Rashi says, Michael, Gabriel, v'Rafael. Those are the three malachim that came to visit Abraham. Michael sheba lebaser et Sarah. Michael is the one that came to give Sarah the good news that she's going to have a baby. Rafael sheba lerape et Abraham. Okay, and Raphael came to cure Abraham. Gabriel azal lemahpecha lesdom. And Gabriel, who's the angel of Gevura, Gabriel's Gevura, he's the angel of fire. He's the one that went to destroy Sodom. So far, I have no problem with this Gemara. So far, this Gemara is consistent with what Rashi told me. The three malachim, all this Gemara is giving me is their names. Rabotai, Michael lebaser et Sarah. Raphael lerapot et Abraham, and Gabriel lahafoch et Sedom. That's the Gemara. Then Gemara goes on one more point and says, oh, v'haketiv, the Gemara asks a question. V'yavo'u shene ha-malachim Sedoma. The Pasuk says, when we get to the Perashav Sedom, it says, v'yavo'u ha-malachim, which sounds like two malachim came to Sedom. I thought you just told me that Gabriel went to destroy Sodom. That's one. So why does the Pasuk say, Vayavo'u shener ha-malachim? It says, De'azal Michael bahadeh l'shazveh le'lot. Oh. Michael went with Gabriel because Michael went to save Lot. Oh, so there's the contradiction right there. Rashi understands in Parashat Vayera that it was Raphael that went to save Lot. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it was actually Michael that went to save Lot. And now we have just a few questions. I mean, first of all, I don't have a problem of Michael being the bearer of good news to Sarah Imenu, that she's going to have a baby. You have to know the function of the Malach Michael. Michael is considered Sar Yisrael. Michael HaKohen HaGadol Sar V'Apotropos Shel Yisrael. Michael is considered the advocate of Bnei Yisrael. He's the one that defends Bnei Yisrael. Anytime there's a court case in Shamayim and the prosecutors are prosecuting against us, it's Michael that defends us. He's the Sar of Yisrael. So I don't have a problem that he's the one that's going to tell Sarah Imenu, you're having a baby. He's the Sar of Yisrael. Who better to be the one that gives us the good news? This is the starting of Klal Yisrael. Abraham's going to have Yitzhak, from Yitzhak is going to start Klal Yisrael, from Yaakov, etc. But what is Michael's business, with all due respect, Rabotai, what is Michael's business to go save Lot? What has that got to do with anything? First of all, Lot's not even Jewish, by the way. Lot is not even, Bnei Amenu, let's say. Lot is the one that Avraham Abinu got rid of. Michael, if you want to be the one that's the Mebaser, no problem. But to be the Matzil of Lot, second question that I'd like to ask, that according to what we just learned, that an angel doesn't do two shlichuyot, this seems to be two different shlichuyot. To be Mebaser and Sarah, to tell Sarah the good news that she's having a child, and to save Lot, those are two different items. Those are two different items. What happened to the rule that you just told me, an angel doesn't do two different items? This is the questions that we ask. Rabotai, I'd like to go a little further into the story in Parashat Vayera. Now again, I'm well aware that I was asked to speak about Shavuot. And our members are wondering, where is Shavuot in this story? You're in the wrong parasha. You're in Parashat Vayera. So I just ask you for a little indulgence and a bit more patience, as you'll see. Anyway, the angels are by Abraham's house. And all of a sudden, the pasuk comes along and says, Vayomeru elav, they tell Abraham, Ayeh Sarah ishtecha. They ask Abraham, Ayeh Sarah ishtecha, where is Sarah, your wife? Now, Rabotai, I think it's clear that the angels must know where Sarah is. The angels know everything. So what kind of question is that? Nonetheless, Abraham is respectful. He doesn't say, you know that. He answers, where is she? Hine ba'ohel. She's in the ohel. Rashi says, Hine ba'ohel tsinu'ahi. Oh. When Abraham Abinu answered, Hine ba'ohel, he wasn't only giving a location. He wasn't just saying, oh, she's in the tent over there with the address. He was actually defining a quality of Sarah Eminu. She's in the tent not because, she doesn't feel good, or not because, you know, that's where the Wi-Fi is. She's in the tent because she's sinua. This is a manifestation of her modesty. That's what she goes out to say. Hine ba'ot sinu'ahi. There's a beautiful kli yakar over here. The kli yakar comes along and says that the angels wanted to point out Sarah Imenu's modesty at this point. They knew that she was modest, and they wanted to highlight this modesty to Avraham Avinu. So they went out of their way to say, oh, ayes Sarah ishtecha, oh, hine ba'ohel, oh, ba'ohel, oh, sinu'ah. Why do they want to highlight her sinu'ut all of a sudden? So the Kli Yakar says, because she was just given the news that she's going to have a child. The Malach now was coming to tell Sarah what type of children she's going to have, not regular children. She's going to have children that are going to be kings one day. From Sarah, Imenu will come children that will become the kings of Klal Yisrael. Where do you have that? So he says, Amru Razal, I'm calling the Kli Yakar, Kol kala shehit sinua, any bride that behaves in a modest fashion, zocha v'yitzu mimena melachim, kings will come out of modest ladies. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, v'ra'ayam in tamar. That's the Kli Yakar brings it out from a story we're going to read later on, the story of Tamar. Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Yehuda. And the Gemara tells us in Megillah, she was very, very modest. She always covered her face to the extent that Yehuda, her father-in-law, never saw her. Could you imagine? He doesn't even recognize his own daughter-in-law because she was so modest. And what did the Gemara say? Vihi gamhi tsinu'a. Al ken zachta v'garam ni'ud u'melachim mahalatzech. Who came out of Tamar? Tamar would end up having children from Yehuda, Peretz. And Peretz, that dynasty, would eventually bring Yishai. Yishai would eventually bring David. David, of course, is Melech Israel. There you go. So the Kli Yakar comes along and says, wherever you see Sini'ut, stay tuned. Be patient. Melachim are coming out. Kings are going to descend. So therefore, the Kli Yakar says, that just like Tamar was Sinua, and she was Zochat to have Peret, which is the king, the dynasty of the king, that's the blue blood dynasty, so too they were coming to tell Avraham Avinu, your wife is not just going to have children, but your wife, Sarah is Sinua, and therefore the roots of King David, the roots of King David, really begin from Sarah Imenu. Because she is Sinua. And because she is Sinua, she's going to be Zuchtaz to have kings that come from her. It all starts from the tent of Sarah Imenu. Sinua. By the way, I'd like to make an observation. Let's go to that story of Tamar. If you go a little further on in Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Vayeshev, so the Pasuk says over here that Tamar was standing on the road. And it says, Vateshev vePetach Enayim. She was by Petach Enayim. Simply explanation is, maybe we'll call it the fork in the road. She was standing there because she knew Yehuda was going to walk by. And she knew that from Yehuda and her, they're going to have great children. But she needed to lure Yehuda to be with her. So she stood on the road. And that road is called Petach Enayim. And we know the end of the story. Yehuda ends up coming to that spot, sees Tamar, ends up being with her, incidentally. And who comes from that relationship? Peretz. Peretz already is the great-great-grandfather of David HaMelech, which is the great-great-grandfather of Mashiach. So that relationship created a tremendous, tremendous result. And where does it start? At Petach Enayim. Anybody know where that location is, Petach Enayim? If you look on a map, where's Petach Enayim? What's the zip code? Petach Enayim. Now she tells us where it is. V'rabotenu darshu bepetcho shel Avraham Avinu. Oh, bepetcho shel Avraham Avinu. Shekol Enayim metzapot l'roto. They called the tent of Avraham Petach Enayim because everybody came to see Avraham. Petach Enayim, the Petach that all the Enayim, all the eyes of the world came to see him. You think it's a coincidence, Rabotai? Where was Sarah? The Pasuk says, by Sarah Imenu, V'Sarah Shoma'at Petach HaOhel. Sarah heard about the good news that she could have a baby, Petach HaOhel. She was inside. And the Kli Yakar said, in the merit of that modesty of Sarah Imenu, great kings are going to descend from her. Mashiach is going to come from her. And therefore Tamar, who's the next part of this process of bringing the Mashiach, it says specifically her zechut to be part of the process to bring Mashiach, it's specifically standing by the Petach of Abraham. As if to say, this is the roots, this is where it starts, by Petach Enayim. It was the Sini'ut of Sarah followed by the Sini'ut of Tamar that was already to ferment the coming and the bringing into the world of the Mashiach, which we know, of course, is the Davidic dynasty. So we start to see that Parashat Vayira clearly has something to do with David HaMelech. Now I'll tell you something else. When Yehuda was walking by Petach Enayim, he saw Tamar. He didn't know who she was. He thought that she was a zonah. So he said to himself, what am I going to be over here? I'm going to go with this zonah? So he turned away. He turned away. So the Midrash comes along and says, when he turned away, Tamar was very upset. Because Tamar knew that if Yehuda will be with her, something great will come out. So she prayed to Borei Olam. The Pasuk writes, Vayir'eha Yehuda, Yehuda saw her. Vayachsheveh lezonah. She says, she's a zonah, not for me. Vayet eleha. All of a sudden he turned to her. Who changed his mind? Already he said she's a zonah, not for me. All of a sudden he makes a turn and he goes back to her. What happened? Says the Da'at Zekenim in Ba'alei Tosafot. And I'm quoting. Ela bikesh li lechlo. He wanted to leave. Nas'a eneha lamarom. Tamar lifted her eyes to the heavens. Ve'amra ribona olamim. וכי לא אני זוכל להוציא חכם מגופו של צדיק זה, am I not going to have the zikhut to bring a big חכם from this צדיק? He's leaving. Bring him back to me. מיד שלח לו הקדוש ברוך הוא מיכאל. בורא עולם, all of a sudden sends an angel to go turn Yehuda back to Tamar. And who's that angel? The famous angel that we've been talking about. The same angel that went to save Lot, Malach Michael. Now all of a sudden we see he's involved with Yehuda and Tamar. He's the Malach. Interesting. Michael has very interesting jobs. If you want to look at the resume of the Malach Michael and look at some of his job descriptions, so, oh, Michael is the one that was Mebaser Etzara. Michael is the one that saved Lot. And Michael is the one that caused Yehuda to turn back to go with Tamar. Abotai, there must be a connection between these jobs that the Malach Michael, Sar Yisrael, was given. Abotai, we begin today's Shi'ur. I say we begin because now is already when we're going to begin the Derash. We're going to learn a Gemara together. The Gemara is in Yebamot. On Daf Ayin Vav Amud Bet. The Gemara over here tells an amazing story. It says in the Gemara that at a certain point, Shaul HaMelech Alav HaShalom was impressed by David HaMelech. David wasn't a king yet, it was just David. You know, David had just come from killing Goliath. He went and he took his slingshot and he fooled the big giant. And Shaul started to ask, who is this one? The Gemara says, what do you mean? He doesn't know who he is? Everybody knows who David is. David ben Yishai. So no. He was asking, which tribe does he come from? I said, what do you mean? Of course he knows what tribe. Everybody knows David comes from Shevet Yehuda. No, he wasn't asking that. We know that Yehuda had two children. Yehuda had a son called Peretz, and he had a son called Zerah. The tradition was the children of Zerah will be princes, but the children of Peretz are going to be kings. Everybody knew that tradition. Malchut Yehuda is going to come from Peretz. The Mashiach will come from Peretz. So Shaul was asking, who does he come from, David? Is he from the Zerach line or the Peretz line? And they told him, no, he's from the Peretz line. So Shaul said, oh, because I see he has Taksiseh Malchut. He has the flavor of a king. He has the behavior of a king. I see that this boy has potential. So the Pasuk comes along, the Gemara comes along and says, as they're discussing David, if he's worthy to be the king or not, which is an unbelievable discussion, they're talking about his lineage, his qualifications. Who walks into the Bet Midrash? A fellow by the name of Doeg Adumi, troublemaker. Tamir Chacham, don't get me wrong. But you can be a Tamir Chacham and a troublemaker at the same time. I know a lot of them. Anyway, Doeg comes into the Bet Midrash and he tells the members there, what's the discussion? What are you talking about today? Oh, we're talking about the lineage of this guy called David ben Yishai, and we're discussing if he's worthy to be the king. Okay, he comes along and he says, עד שאתם משאיל עליו אם הגון הוא למלכות, אם לאו, שאל עליו אם ראוי לבוא בקהל אם לאו. Before you question his legality to ascend to the throne, why don't you first ask if he's worthy to come into the kahal? Forget about being a king. He might not be even accepted in the kahal. We might have to throw him out of the community. The Gemara says, why? My Tama. Here we go. David HaMelech is a direct descendant of Ruth. You know, on Shavuot, we're going to read Megillat Ruth. And what does it say? What does it say at the end of Megillat Ruth? Yeah. At the end of Megillat Ruth, the last Pesukim over here, it gives us the lineage. Ve'ele toledot Peretz, starts from Peretz. Peretz holid et Hatzron. Hasron holid et Ram. Ram holid et Aminadav. Aminadav holid et Nachshon. Nachshon holid et Salma. Salmon holid et Boaz. Stop right there, Boaz. Who did Boaz marry? Ruth. Stop right there. Where does Ruth come from? Ruth is Moabiyah. Stop right there. The Torah says we are not allowed to accept into the Kahal converts from Moab. Lo yavo Moavi bekal Hashem. So therefore, Doeg comes along and says, hold it, stop right there. Boaz married a Moaviyah. Therefore, the children of that union are illegal. Who are the children, by the way? Well, it says, Boaz holidit Oved. Okay, they had Oved. Oved holidit Yishai. Yishai holidit David. Doesn't matter, they're all no good. They're all illegal. They all come from Ruth. And since Ruth is not allowed to come into the Kahal, her descendants, forget about being worthy to be the king. They're not even worthy to come into the Kahal. Rabotai, did you ever hear a controversy like this before? David HaMelech went from almost being the king, and now a second later, he's not even worthy to come into the Kahal. But as you know, in the Bet Midrash, there's always, you know, back and forth. Gemara says, what happened? All of a sudden, there was a rabbi in the Midrash called Abner ben Ner. He's the general of Shaul. And he comes along and says, excuse me, Doeg, we have a Braita. The Braita says, Amoni velo Amonit, Moabi velo Moavit. He says, listen, that ban against the nation of Moab only applies to the men, not the woman. Moavi velo Moavit. So therefore, nice try. Ruth is a Moaviyah. There's no ban on the Moabi woman. Therefore, she's legitimate. Therefore, her descendants are legitimate. Therefore, David is ra'oi to be the king. That's how Avner answered back Doeg. What do you think? Doeg is going to wave the white flag and say, oh, okay, I surrender? Of course not. He's going to battle back. And what does he say? He says, oh, it's a very nice derasha you made over here. The pasuk says Moavi. And you come along and say, Moavi velo Moaviyah. I'd like to make a derasha now, Doeg says. The Torah says you're not allowed to accept a mamzer. Why don't we say, mamzer velo mamzeret. Once already you started to make derashot, we'll start making derashot about mamzer. Lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem. Mamzer, and we know that's not true. So where do you come off to split the pasuk in half and say, well, it's only banning the men, it's not banning the women? And they couldn't answer him. Rabotai, the Gemara comes along and says, in the middle of this Gemara, they answer him. They tell him, listen, the Torah tells us the reason why we're not allowed to accept converts from Moab. Shali achad demifaresh ta'ama. Over here, he gives us the reason. Al asher lo kedemu etchem balechem ubamayim. Darko shel ish lekadem velo darka shel isha lekadem. Oh. So they answer him. They tell him, listen, Doeg, nice try. But the Torah tells us why we're not allowed to accept converts from Moab. The reason is because when we came out of Mitzrayim, we passed by their nation, and Derech Eretz, you're supposed to come out and be hospitable to us and give us something to eat and drink, and they didn't. So they're cruel people. So because they're cruel people, we banned them. And the Gemara says, who is the who normally goes out to greet a nation? The men. But it's not the way of the ladies to go out and, you know, greet a nation. So the ban is only against the men. Why did the men come out and be hospitable? Well, the same claim should be against the ladies. Nah, it's not the way of the ladies to go out and greet a foreign nation. So Doeg says, hold it. I agree with you. It might not be the way for a lady to go out and greet men, but the ladies should have went out to greet the Jewish ladies. It's true. But the Moavi woman should have been hospitable to the Jewish woman. Therefore, they're just as guilty. Therefore, just like the Moavi men are punished for their inhospitality, the Moavi woman should be punished just as well. That was the Doeg's question. He says, what do you think? I don't know a pasuk in the Torah. Of course I know that pasuk. Moab is banned because of, they didn't have hospitality. No problem, I accept it. But that crime is equally shared both by the men and the woman. The men should have been hospitable to the Jewish men, and the Moabia woman should have been hospitable to the Jewish woman. And they weren't, so they're all guilty. Therefore, they're all banned. Therefore, Ruth is illegal, David is illegal, and have a good day, as they say. Rabotai, they were about to make an announcement that David is illegal. I mean, David is this close to being banned. And you can thank Doeg for that. You know, Doeg was a troublemaker. And before you know it, David is banned. All of a sudden, what happens? Another tzaddik comes into the Beit HaMidrash. Man by the name of Amasa. Amasa comes into the Beit Midrash. And he comes along and he says, "Kol mi she'eno shomea halakha zu." Whoever doesn't hear what I have to say now, yidakir b'cherev. He took his sword out. You know, the war over here. Kach mekubelani mebet dino shel Shmuel haramati. I have a tradition. Now, when somebody comes along with a tradition, we have to take it seriously. Tradition means, I heard it from my rabbi, I heard it from his rabbi, I heard it from his rabbi, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amasa says, I have a tradition from Shmuel HaNavi. Now, anything that comes out of Shmuel HaNavi's mouth is Kodesh Kodeshim. Shmuel is one of the links of the tradition. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Part of that link of Har Sinai is the prophets. So Shmuel knows what happened at Har Sinai. And Shmuel came along and said, Kach mekubelani, Amoni velo Amonit, Moabi velo Moabit. It's finished. That's the tradition. And have a good day. Mm-hmm. You can't ask on a Mesorah. You can't ask on a Kabbalah. Shmuel already has a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, all the way back. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Tradition is a tradition. We can't ask. But the Gemara says, we are going to ask one question, but what about the question of Doeg? Why didn't the Moavi ladies go out to greet the Jewish woman? That's a good question that Doeg has. They should be just as guilty for their inhospitality like the men. I know you have a tradition, but mikol makom kashya. We have a question. The Gemara comes along and says, mikol makom kashya. The Gemara answers, kol kevuda bat melech penima. It's the way of woman to be modest and stay inside. You can never have a claim, why did the woman go out? Women don't go out. Even women to go out to greet women, the modesty is inside. And the Gemara says, where do you know this from? Amar kera, vayomeru elav ayesara ishtecha. Oh, and where do we learn that it's the way of the ladies to be modest? From Sarai Menu, back to our story. Unbelievable. Hey, we made a full circle. Ayesara ishtecha. They ask him, where's your wife Sarah? And what is the answer? Oh, he never ohel. What did Rashi say? Tzenu'ahaita. So the Gemara says, you don't have any claims against the Moabi woman. How come they didn't go out? It's not the way of ladies to go out. Remember Sarah Imenu? He never ohel. That's the Gemara, Rabotai. Now, once we have this Gemara, we're able to appreciate a pasuk in Tehillim. You know, David HaMelech almost was on the verge of being banned from the Kahal. And then he got saved. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Anna Adonai, ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amatecha, pitachta lemoserai. What does that mean, pitachta lemoserai? You opened up my shackles. Moserai is something that's asur. Pitachta lemoserai. They wanted to be oser me. They wanted to ban me. David HaMelech says, Baruch Hashem, I thank you, Hashem. Yishtabach Shemo. Pitachta lemoserai. You opened up my locks. They wanted to say that I'm asur labo bakahal. But Baruch Hashem, Achamim saved me. Shemuel HaNavi saved me. As a matter of fact, Rabotai, I will point out to you that the Megillah that we read on Shavuot is Megillat Rut. And you must know who wrote Megillat Rut. The Gemara says, who's the author of Megillat Rut? Yes, indeed. Shemuel HaNavi. Shemuel HaNavi wrote Megillat Rut. And the Gemara says, what did he write it for? He wrote it in order to establish the legitimacy of David HaMelech. The main part of Megillat Rut is the last Pesukim. Uboaz holid et Oved, Oved holid et Yishai, V'Yishai holid et David. That's why we read it. Shemuel HaNavi is coming to say, don't let anybody say that David's not permissible. I have a Kabbalah from Har Sinai, and therefore I'm writing a book, and this book is the pedigree. This book is the book of Yuhasin, the book of lineage, in order to establish David's kashrut. David HaMelech, by the way, appreciated this. If you look at Tehillim chapter Mem, pasuk chet. David HaMelech says in Perek Mem, in Pasuk Chet, Az Amarti, Hine Bati, Bimgilat Sefer, Katuv Alai. David HaMelech says, then I said, Hine Bati, I am here, I arrived. I'm legitimate, Bati, I'm here. Bimgilat Sefer. And what's the proof that I'm kasher? Megillat Sefer. Which Megillah? Megillat Rut. Katuv Alai. Katuv Alai, it's written about me. Shemuel wrote the book in order to show that indeed I am kasher. Oh, once we get to this point, Rabotai, we now go to the famous Hiddush of the Hiddush Harim, Katzke Rebbe. Katzke Rebbe asks a question. Let's go back to the story of Avraham Avinu for a minute. Michael comes to tell Sarah she's having a baby. I don't have a problem with that. Michael is Sar Yisrael. He's talking about the birth of Bnei Yisrael. I accept. Raphael's the doctor, the angel of doctor. He comes in order to bring refuah. Gavriel, what did he come for? Gavriel came to destroy Sodom. Ask the Kutzke Rebbe. So go destroy Sodom. What are you coming to Avraham Avinu for? What was his purpose to come to Avraham Avinu? He has no purpose by Avraham. Raphael has to go cure him. The doctor makes a house call. Michael has to tell Avraham she's having a baby. They make a house call for that. What was Michael? He's scared of the dog. He only travels in pairs and buddy system. Go destroy Sodom. What are you bothering Avraham Avinu for? I mean, if I was Avraham, I would ask Avraham, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm going to just destroy Sodom. So what'd you come for? A tongue sandwich and mustard? What'd you stop over here for lunch? Go destroy Sodom. What'd you come here for? That's the Kutzke Rebbe's question. What was Gavriel doing at Avraham Avinu's house? Furthermore, Rabotai, I would ask a question. Isn't it a strange question for an angel to ask the tzaddik, where's your wife? You don't find that to be a little intrusive? I mean, if I would have, let's say, you know, somebody come over to my house on Friday night, we're sitting in the living room, we're talking Devrei Torah, we're talking Hiddushim, and all of a sudden the guy says, hey Rabbi, where's your wife? I tell you, Rasha Mirusha, where's your wife? What kind of question is that, where's your wife? What are you thinking about my wife for? It's an odd question for an angel to come, Ayyeh Sarah Ishtecha, what do you care about where my wife is? And she comes up and says, no, we want to show that she's Sinu'ah. The question needs to be understood. Ayyeh Sarah Ishtecha. Kutzke Rebbe says something beautiful. Rabotai, let's go back to the lineage of the great tzaddiket of Shavuot, of Megillat Rut, the Megillah that's named after her, Rut, or as she was originally known as Rut HaMoabiyah. Where does Rut come from? Where does she descend from? Let's go trace Rut all the way back. Well, her great-great-great-grandfather is Moab. Where does Moab come from? Let's go back and learn a little history. Do you remember that after the angel went to destroy Sodom, the only survivor was Lot. Lot and his daughters. What happened? They saved them out on a magic carpet. They flew out. Lot's wife actually was saved also, but she turned around and she turned into a salt shaker. So she stayed back. She wasn't saved in the end. And then Lot is in a cave with his daughters. Lot is in a cave with his daughters. He thinks he's the only one left in the world. And he does something in order to keep the perpetuation of civilization. He has an ancestral relationship with his daughters. Torah tells it to us. And his daughter gets pregnant. Eventually she gives birth to a baby. You know what she names the baby? Moav. Why does she call it Moav? Moav is Me'av. This is from my father. Me'av. That means who's the father of Moav, Rabotai? Lot. So you want to trace Ruth's lineage? Trace it all the way back. Her great-great-great-great-grandfather was Lot. Look at that. If you went to Ruth's house, you look at the family tree, you ask, hey, what is Lot doing on your family tree? So what are you talking about? That's my great-great-grandfather. I thought your great-grandfather was Moab. Yeah, who's Moab's father? Moab's father is Lot. So it's a good thing that Lot got saved, by the way. As a matter of fact, Lot getting saved from Sodom is actually saving Mashiach. Because if Lot doesn't get saved, there's no Moav, there's no Ruth, there's no David. So I'm going to tell you that probably the greatest Hatzalah case in history, is what I'm going to say to you now, was the saving of Lot. It's the saving of Lot It's not Lot. It's what was inside of Lot. There's a big treasure in Lot. There's a big diamond in Lot. That's called David. So you save Lot, you save David, you save the world, you save Mashiach. That's a big save. Katzke Rebbe says something incredible. Says that Gabriel the angel, he was going to destroy Sodom. That was his job. God told him, got to destroy Sodom. But he needed to know, do I save Lot or not? It's a good question. I mean, seemingly Lot shouldn't be saved. He's with them. He lived in the Sodom. God didn't say any exceptions. Kill Lot. But God told Gabriel, go to Abraham. Go check it out by Abraham. What's the question? He says, listen, I'm going to save Lot because of Ruth. I'm not saving Lot because of Lot. I'm going to save Lot because of Moab, which is going to give us Ruth. But if Ruth is not going to be accepted anyway, so why should I save Lot if she's not going to be accepted? She's a Moabiyah. But if Ruth will be accepted, and she's permissible to come into the Kahal, and David HaMelech is legitimate, then I'll go save Lot. So really, the whole question of Gabriel is, do I save Lot, meaning is Ruth going to be accepted or not? And what is that dependent on? That's dependent on, well, if you're going to hold the Moabi woman guilty. Like Doeg's question. Well, listen, those ladies should have came out to greet the Jewish woman. They're just as inhospitable as the men. Well, if they're just as guilty, if they should have came out, then Ruth is forbidden. However, if you tell me that it's not the way of people to go out, it's not the way of ladies to go out, it's the way of the ladies to be modest. Oh, so there's no claim against the Moabi woman. And if there's no claim against the Moabi woman, Ruth is permissible, David is okay. So really, Gabriel, who's going to destroy Sodom, needed to ask a halakhic question to Avraham Avinu. A halakhic question. And what's the halakhic question? Is Ruth permissible to come into the Kahal? Now, by the way, if you're a Chacham, you have to listen when somebody's asking a question to really understand what the question is. He didn't ask Avraham, is Ruth permissible to come into the Kahal? We know he didn't ask him that question directly, but he asked them indirectly. What did he ask him? Ayes sara ishtecha. Rabotai, in yeshiva, we say that's a loaded question. Ayes sara ishtecha. You know what the question is? Avraham's saying, oh, I know what he's asking me. He's going to destroy Sodom. Why did he show up here? He must have showed up because he has a question about Sodom. And his question is, should he save Lot? What's the question? Well, the question is, I'm only saving Lot for Ruth. Is Ruth legitimate? And that's dependent on where Sarah is. If the answer is hineh ba'oil, that means it's the way of the ladies to be tsanu'ah. Like when she says tsanu'ah, there's no claim against the Moabi woman. You can't have a claim why a lady didn't go out. Ladies are not expected to go out. Hineh ba'oil gives a ruling. The ladies stay inside. That's an edin of tsini'ut. When Avraham said hineh ba'oil, you know what he was saying? Finish the sentence. Hineh ba'oil, therefore, the Moabi women are not going to be held responsible for not coming out. Therefore, Ruth is permissible. Therefore, David is permissible. Therefore, yes, indeed, go destroy Sodom, but make sure you don't kill Lot. That question by Yisra Ishtecha is a deep question. Doeg's whole claim was, the ladies are just as guilty. But from Sarah Imenu, we learn, no, they weren't. It's not the way of ladies to go out. As the Gemara said in Yevamot, if you remember. The Gemara said, where do you know it's not the way of the ladies to go out? Damar kira, vayomiru ila, vayesara ishtecha. And therefore, once already Gabriel got the ruling, he said, okay, I'm going to go destroy Sodom, but Avraham Avinu already told me, don't kill Lot. But Gabriel can only do one mission. His job is to kill Sodom. Another angel has to go and save. So he tells Michael, you come with me. Michael says, fine. Hey, what about Michael? He's doing two missions. He's the Mebaser to Sarah, and now he's going to save Lot. Rabotai, it's the same mission. By telling Sarah that she's having a child, you're creating Klal Yisrael. And by going to save Lot, you're also saving Klal Yisrael. You're bringing Mashiach. It's the same item, it's the same Hatzalah. The saving of Lot is the saving of Klal Yisrael. Not because of Lot, because what's in his stomach. Because what's in his inside, the treasure of David, Matzati David Bezdom. And that's why Michael is the same one that organizes the Shidduch between Yehuda and Tamar. Because from Yehuda and Tamar comes Mashiach as well, Peretz. Anytime we have an inyan of bringing Mashiach in the world, who's the Shadchan? Michael. Michael starts with Yitzhak. Then he comes to Tamar, Yehuda, he pushes him on the side, Vayet. And of course, he's the one that will go save Lot. Michael is the apotropos of Yisrael. Michael, a Kohen Gadol, Sarva apotropos Yisrael. His job is to defend and involve himself in all these inyanim for the betterment for Klal Yisrael. Oh, if this is the case, Rabotai, we understand something else. The Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a big se'udah. Well, we have something to look forward to. And it tells us that they're going to have a certain special type of meat. It's called shor habar. They're going to have a special fish called Leviathan. And then at the end, they're going to have to make Birkat HaMazon. And of course, they follow the halakha. They're going to pour a nice cup of wine. The wine is going to be old wine from the times of Adam HaRishon. That's a vintage wine. And they're going to give the course, and they're going to go to Avraham Avinu, alav hashalom. They're going to say, Avraham, chavod. Course, Birkat HaMazon, chavod. Avraham Avinu is going to say, no. I'm not worthy. What do you mean you're not worthy? Avraham Avinu. Hey, listen, I'm the father of Yishmael. I brought all the, all the Arabs into the world. I caused a lot of trouble. Give it to somebody else. Okay. They go to Yitzhak Avinu, chavod, Yitzhak, Zimun. Yitzhak Avinu said, no. Give it to somebody else. What do you mean, Yitzhak? You're the Korban, or Akedah Yitzhak, or Lata Mima. Yeah, but I brought Esav into the world. You know, he's a troublemaker. I brought the Romans and all the... give it to somebody else. So they go to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, Chavod. He said, no. I'm not for me. What do you mean not for you? It's Tzaddik. And don't tell me you brought Esav and you brought Yishmael. You had 12 tzaddikim. All your children are tzaddikim. Yeah, but I married two sisters. I know it was before the Torah, but you know, the Torah was going to forbid it. Two sisters. You see the difference? The tzaddikim, every tzaddik, he doesn't look for the kavod. Give it to somebody else. And it says they're going to go down the list until they come to David HaMelech. They come to David HaMelech. David, Chavod, what does David say? Ani avarech, veli na'e levarech. Wow. Not only do I accept, but I am worthy to make the beracha. Wow. What happened to the humility of David? I'm worthy, veli na'e. And the Gemara says in Pesachim, and Afkuf Yotet, Shne'emar, how do we know David HaMelech is going to make the Zimun? Shne'emar, Kos Yeshuot Esa. Kos Yeshuot, I'm going to be the one that lifts the Kos Yeshuot. Kos Yeshuot Esa. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, Halav HaShalom. Shlach HaKadosh says, why is David the one to make the Zimun? So he says, because we have a halachic rule that says, Ba'alabayit botseya ve'oreyach mevarech. What's the protocol when you have a se'uda? Who's supposed to make the hamotzi? The ba'alabayit. The ba'alabayit makes the hamotzi. Who's supposed to make the zimun? The guest. That's the halakha. Ba'alabayit botseya oreyach mevarech. David HaMelech says, listen, I'm a guest over here. All of you people are originals. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. I came from Moab. I'm a guest. I came from a foreign nation. My grandmother was Ruth. I'm the guest over here. So therefore, since I'm a guest, Not because Chas V'Shalom has ga'ava. It's the halakha. The halakha says, Oreyach mevarech. Based on this, hold it. You came from Rut. Rut. That's a problem. Moabi, we don't accept. No. So he says, I'm okay. I'm okay. Because it's the way of the ladies to be modest. And where do we learn that from? From Sarah Imenu. That's why the Pasuk says, Koshishuot Esa. Esa Rashetevot. Ayeh Sarah Ishtecha. That's what David HaMelech was saying. The reason why I could make the Zimun, why I'm legitimate. Because Esa. Because of that question of Gabriel, of Ayeh Sarah Ishtecha. And Abraham gave a psak. Hineh ba'ohel. Go save Lot. Root is permissible. The Moabiyot are okay. There was a great rabbi, Rabotai, that was called Chacham Yaakov Tarab Maslaton. He wrote a sefer called Bet Yaakov. It's the Rashot on the Tanakh. The first time I came in contact with this book, my grandfather, Alav Shalom, Joe Safdie, he had these books in his house in Deal. It's two volumes, Bet Yaakov. And I used to read it when I used to be by my grandfather's house, and I became very attracted to it. Beautiful derashot. In this book called Bet Yaakov, he has Chiddushim ad Megillat Rut, which we learned was written by Shemuel HaNavi, which the purpose is Megillat Sefer Katuv Alai. The Megillah was written to legitimize the Kashrut of David. So he says he made the following observation. Did you know that every Pasuk in Megillat Rut begins with the letter Vav? Except 8 Pesukim. Okay. Vayhi bimei shefot ha-shofetim. Vayhi ra'a ba'aretz. Vayhi lechish. Except 8. So he said, there has to be a reason. And he says, Shemuel must have been giving us a code. So he went to look at the 8 Pesukim that don't start with a Vav. And he found the Pesukim start with the following letters. Yud, Shin, Ayin, Yud, Bet, Aleph, He, Lamed. Those are the letters. And there's amazement. He said, if you take these letters, it spells 2 words. Yish'i, Ba'ohel. My salvation is in the tent. Whose tent? The tent of Sarah Imenu. Because she was Sinu'ah. The Kli Yakar said, from Sinu'ah, ladies, comes Melachim. Just like Tamar was Sinu'ah. But Yish'i ba'oel, because since Sarah was Sinu'ah, that establishes the halakha that the Mu'aviyot are permissible because they're not obligated to go out. They're not even obligated to go out to greet the ladies. My salvation, the Mashiach, comes from the Inyan of the Sini'ut. This is already a great lesson for us, Rabotai, as we all anticipate, as we come to Shavuot, which also is the Yortzeit of David HaMelech. And therefore we read Megillat Rut that talks about his birth. And now we come to talk about Be'ezat Hashem, his arrival, his coming. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, wants to bring the Mashiach in the biggest way. You know, the Gemara says, when did Galut Mitzrayim start? Galut Mitzrayim started when Yitzhak Avinu was born. When Yitzhak Avinu was born, if you count from Yitzhak Avinu's birth to when we came out of Mitzrayim, it's 400 years. The Galut starts when Yitzhak is born. And look at something incredible. At the time that Galut Mitzrayim was born, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right after Yitzhak is born? Or even before he was born? By the way, even before he was born, God tells Michael, go save Lot. God already is bringing Mashiach. Even before the first Galut started, Borei Olam is already planting the seeds for the final Geulah and going to save Lot. Borei Olam is Magdim Refu'ah LeMakah. That's how much God wants to bring the Mashiach. Before he'll even start the Galut, Rishon, he's already preparing Ge'ulat Aharon. And therefore we have a great, great lesson that we learn. That in the Zechut of the Tzini'ut, the Siniut of Klal Yisrael, that's what brings the Mashiach, the Bezchut of Sarah Imenu, the Bezchut of Tamar. And therefore it is our prayer that the Malach Michael will be Militz Tov Ba'adenu. And he'll go in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and just like he was involved in the saving of Lot, and just like he was involved in the Shiduch of Tamar and Yehuda, and just like he was the Mevaser to Sarah Imenu, we pray that he'll also be Mevaser and bring us Geulot, Yeshuot, V'Nehamot, Amen, V'Amen. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all our members a Chag Sameach, Tzkud Yishlim Rabot, Ne'imot V'Tovot, and Be'ezat Hashem we should have, as I said, Geulah Shelema, V'Merav Yamenu, Amen.